This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank. Some things should be boring, like banking. Boring is safe and reliable. You don't want your bank to be entertaining. Entertaining is for podcasts with inspiring celebrity guests, not banks. PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. Brilliantly boring since 1865 is the service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC. It's the time of year when we're all thinking about goals and priorities. Now is the time to plan your next trip. Whatever kind of travel fills you up, whether it's lounging on the beach, connecting with family and friends, or going on a foreign adventure, Expedia has the tools you need to plan a great trip. Download the Expedia app or visit Expedia.com to start planning. You do need to be a One Key member to use price tracking. Signing up is easy and free. Expedia, made to travel.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now.
Here's what we're doing. We're trying to change lives right here on television. We have an entire studio filled with single women who want answers. And Iyanne LaVanzant is back to give us one look. Iyanne is the author of many best-selling books, including In the Meantime. I read your biography. Oh, my goodness. You know from which you speak. Yes, you do. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
We're here to heal ourselves today.
Save yourself.
Save yourself.
Save yourself.
Save yourself. Save yourself. You've got an incredible response since you were here the last time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's truly been humbling and rewarding, but most of all, for me to know that in the universe, people are in a place where they're ready. So we're going to deal with readiness.
You know, the last time you were here, you talked a lot about how all healing begins with your ability to love yourself first.
Yes.
And I was amazed at the number of people who wrote to us personally in letters and also online. And this was the number one question. How do you love yourself?
Right. Because it's almost like a buzzword. We hear about
love yourself.
And people will even say, I do love myself. But these are the same people who don't take 5 minutes to take a breath, but will run around shopping, cooking, cleaning, doing things for everybody else. Because we've never been given the principles and the process, which is what we're doing here. We're talking principle, we're talking process, so that people can take that abstract and make it concrete.
So how do you love yourself?
Well, first of all, a good place to start is to ask yourself, first of all, if I were in total love, what would that feel like? Total love. If everything, everybody surrounding me were love, what would that feel like? What would that feel like for me? What would that experience be? Because many of us think we are loving ourselves when we're not. So we got to get clear, which I always talk about, go for the experience. What would it, what the experience be? And then I think the next thing would be okay to figure that out, but then to do some practical things like you cannot love yourself unless you are in total truth with yourself. The truth of who you are, your capital who.
Your capital who.
Unless you really, really know that. So you have to accept all of who you are, not just what you wear or where you come from or what you drive, but all of who you are. I am a person that has experienced abuse. I didn't say I was an abused person.
Mm-hmm.
I am a person who has experienced abuse. I am a person who has experienced poverty. I am a person who has experienced the results of making poor choices and bad decisions. I am a person who has mothered 3 children. Mm-hmm. I am a person that's been a wife 3 times. I am a person, okay? All of that is the truth of who I am. I am also a unique and a divine expression of God. I am also a contributor to life and humanity. I am also someone who, in search of a deeper sense of meaning. I'm all of that too. I didn't say I was a wife, a mother, by defining the things that I do, the truth of all that I am.
You are. Yes.
Bring it into one.
Which is what we're trying
piece.
To get people. That's why we do Remembering the Spirit
right.
segments, because people think they are what they do.
And they are what happened to them.
Yes.
That's even worse. And that takes us out of love faster than anything else. I am not that my uncle raped me. That's mm-hmm. not who I am. That's an experience that I have. I am not that my first husband left me. I'm not a left wife, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm a person that had that experience. So to love yourself, you have to look at all that you have experienced, all that you've seen, all that you've done, all that you have to offer, and then put that in. That's the truth, the essence of who you are. Then you set boundaries. You cannot love yourself if you haven't set boundaries in your life.
Are you ready to unlock your inner greatness? If so, make sure to listen to my podcast, The School of Greatness, hosted by me, Lewis Howes. Join me as I sit down with world-class performers, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders to uncover their secrets to success with new episodes every single week. Whether you're striving for personal growth, business mastery, or simply seeking inspiration, The School of Greatness has something for you, and you can find it on SiriusXM, Pandora, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Subscribe and follow to the show so you never miss an episode and start your journey to greatness today.
If you haven't set boundaries about what you will do, won't do, what you will accept, what you won't accept, not only from people, but also from life. There are certain things I am not accepting from life anymore. Mm-hmm. And there are certain things that I'm not accepting from people. Male, female, 8 to 80, blind, triple, crazy. I don't care.
Not taking it.
I'm not having it. Not having it. Because mothers, there are certain things, I don't care who you are, you can't do to my children. You cannot do it to my children. So if I can have those kinds of boundaries for my children, I have to have those kind of boundaries for myself. And when you love yourself, you set boundaries. Then you set priority. If you say that your priority is getting closer to God, getting a deeper sense of self, accepting the truth of who you are, stop going to bingo every Thursday.
I love that. Okay.
Going to bingo about winning money.
Right.
That's not about your priorities. You have to set priorities and then conduct yourself in a way that will help you to achieve the thing you're going after.
That is so key because, you know, we're talking to Susie Orman, and she was saying you need to state the truth for yourself and do that, suggest it 25 times a day.
Yes.
And immediately somebody stood up and said, I don't have time.
I know. And languished herself into why she's not going to do it.
Right.
Oh, but that's hard. That's language. And we've been talking about that all week. John talked about it. Susie talked about it. What issues forth from your mouth creates the experiences in which you live. So she said, okay, I'll do it, but I'll do it with my kids, and it's hard. So that is what she's going to experience. And we're going to talk about that today as we look at our relationships and loving ourselves. So we want to set boundaries. We want to set priorities. You want to forgive yourself for the mistakes that you've made. Oh, my God, people engage in self-flagellation. Just beat yourself all up and drag yourself on the ground. People, you know, people will say something nice to us and we'll say, yeah, but you don't know what I did. I wish I could tell you what I did, you know? So forgive yourself for the mistakes and the poor choices by saying, yeah, but I learned that I can't marry no more Geminis. Yeah.
Because when you see crazy coming
across
the street. As you heard me say all week, we're calling this season Change Your Life TV, and my next guest is walking, talking proof that it really, truly works. 3 months ago, Ann Stapleton was on our show with Iyanla, single women looking for love. And you probably remember Ann because she was so stuck at the time.
I live in a one-room studio apartment. I don't necessarily have to be living like that. This is the only picture I have in my whole apartment, and it's not up on my wall because I keep waiting until that day comes where I find someone, I settle down, and I move out of this place and into a real home. 8 years ago, I found this bottle of champagne, and I decided it would be a great thing to have for when I got engaged. And of course, it's still sitting right here in the box, waiting to be opened. I just feel like I'm in this transition mode. I'm just kind of waiting until my real life begins.
So back then, Ann was literally putting her life on hold, waiting for a man to show up so she could be who she is. After that show, she said she was ready to start her life, and she meant it. Take a look at Ann now through video.
Yeah.
So many things have changed since the airing of that show. Obviously, I've dyed my hair back to my natural color. I've met a man. He's the best part of my life. And I have a great new job. My boyfriend, Mark, is someone exactly who I was looking for. He is very attentive to me. He listens to me. He's my best friend. I met Mark in June, and we've been together pretty much ever since. Today, I'm moving all my things from Chicago to Grand Rapids to Mark's place.
Anne just had a revelation.
The show was beyond a wake-up call for me. Every time I watched the show, I realized, what was I doing with my life? I was putting everything on hold, waiting. Returning to my real hair color was one of the first steps I took. I always felt like when I was blonde, I was being someone that I wasn't. Basically, I just wanted to go back to who I really was. It was part of the whole changing process for me that I knew I needed to make. Some of the other huge changes I've made in my life was finding a job that really suits my personality and moving to Grand Rapids. One thing I haven't done is drink my champagne. Okay, well, here we are back at my fridge again. And here's the champagne that I haven't opened, but at least now it's cold, so when I'm ready to open it, it's ready to drink. I used to stare at it every night and wish and dream and hope. Now I just feel like it's just another bottle of champagne. I actually believed that I would probably go to my grave never finding happiness, and here I am telling you, if I can do it, anybody can.
So when Iyanla heard about Anne's changes, she couldn't wait to talk to her, so she made a house call, honey. Take a look.
I've been hearing about all the changes that are going on in Anne's life, so I decided to surprise her and see what she's up to. I brought her a plant for her new home and a bottle of her favorite wine. Come on, let's surprise her.
Come on.
Ah! Surprise! Well, don't back up. I don't smell bad. Come on.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, you could invite me in.
Come on in.
Out of Chicago, living in Grand Rapids, with a man.
Absolutely.
That you didn't know back in there.
You're right.
So let me ask you a question. I want you to look me dead in my eye. Do you have joy?
Pure joy. Nothing but true, complete happiness.
3 months. New job, new city, new man. Too much too soon?
Absolutely not. I couldn't be more ready for it, open for it, willing and wanting.
So, Anne, you say you have joy, you say you're happy, you say you expect to be with Mark. Mm-hmm. And what happens if none of that happens? Mm-hmm. Oh, take a breath.
Let's breathe and save myself.
What happens if that doesn't happen?
Yeah.
It's still okay.
Well, I want you to know that I pray your love and your joy, and I'm just happy for you. I'm just happy for you, and I'm happy with you. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
And don't forget to save me.
I will not. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lanya.
Save yourself. So what happened? What really happened?
After the show.
Yeah, what really happened?
I watched it probably 100 times the first week, and I think the first thing that came in my head is I needed to forgive myself for all the things I was holding on to in the past. And
breathe, darling. Come on, work with me.
It just seemed like once I was able to forgive myself, I was able to move forward and do all the positive things I needed to do and have the courage to take those steps that you need to take to move forward in your life, no matter who you are. And once I was able to forgive myself, I was able to move forward and do all those great things that we talked about.
So you just kind of unblocked yourself.
Yes.
I think Anne is clearly an example of what we're going to be talking about today, which is acceptance and willingness. Accepting where you are, accepting that maybe this is not where you want to be, accepting that you can do something different, and then being willing to take a risk. Because the worst that can happen is you end up right back where you started. And that was being blonde in Chicago. That ain't bad. So she accepted it, and she was willing.
Are you ready to unlock your inner greatness? If so, make sure to listen to my podcast, The School of Greatness, hosted by me, Lewis Howes. Join me as I sit down with world-class performers, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders to uncover their secrets to success with new episodes every single week. Whether you're striving for personal growth, business mastery, or simply seeking inspiration, The School of Greatness has something for you, and you can find it on SiriusXM, Pandora, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Subscribe and follow to the show so you never miss an episode and start your journey to greatness today.
The thing is that acknowledgement and acceptance are the first steps toward healing.
Acknowledgement and acceptance.
You know, acknowledge, okay, I got some champagne that cost me $360 that I ain't drinking because I ain't got no man. This is a problem. Okay, let me just acknowledge that and let me accept that the reason this is going on in my life is because I've been telling myself some things, you know, Ford got a new idea, maybe I need to get one. Maybe I need to get a new idea about me, about my life. And let me just be willing to do something new. Let me be willing to be wrong. Ladies, be willing to be wrong. Some of us think, I've got it, I'm doing it, I'm going, and I'm so right, and you could be wrong. But if you're not willing to take a step, put your process to the test, be willing to look stupid, be willing to make a mistake, be willing to fall. If you fall, fall with your face up. Don't fall face down, because that'll cost you some money. Noses are expensive, you know? Just be willing to be wrong.
I knew what I needed to do.
What is that?
All those years, I knew these things had to happen. I just didn't have the courage to take those steps to make those changes. Mm-hmm. So I sat with myself for so long.
Sat with yourself.
Acknowledged it.
Mm-hmm. It was like being in an airport and looking at everyone living their lives and me just sitting there not moving. Mm. And now I'm living and I'm so happy.
Take a breath.
I'm so happy. I didn't expect to cry like this, but I'm just sickeningly happy.
You know? She is sickeningly happy. I mean, she was in her garden giving me tomatoes. That's how happy she was.
I'm a city girl living
in
the
country. And I told Mark, they even look alike. It's very wonderful.
Yeah.
And I told Mark, just don't beat her and don't bring her back. Keep her, you got her, yeah. But again, the acknowledgement and the being willing. She had to be willing to pack up her stuff in Chicago and move to Grand Rapids, Michigan. How many of us, you know, without saying, well, where am I going to eat and when am I going to drive and what the kids going to do? You know, we language ourselves into disempowerment. And I think Anne hit a spot where she wasn't asking questions, making statements. She just became willing to be wrong, to fall down, to take a risk, and that's when we move.
You know, one of the most common themes that we heard from women was that there are simply no good men out there, that they're all either taken or they're jerks or gay. Cynthia.
Or in jail.
You hear that a lot, too. Cynthia Adele lives in New York City, and Cynthia wrote to us that it's downright impossible to meet a good man in New York City.
Very, very hard. I mean, I don't know whether it's because there's so much going on in the city and it's like nobody has time to just stop.
You think Grand Rapids, Michigan would be better?
I mean, any place would be better than New York City. I mean, well, no, because I lived in L.A. and that was worse, too. I mean, every place is, even Boston or Chicago, it's hard because everyone is so busy doing their own lives. Nobody takes time to say, like, hey, how you doing? You want to go out? You want to do something? Everything is just so rush, rush, rush.
And I read Cynthia's letter and I talked to her earlier and she is so right about that.
Yep.
And she wants to be right about that until she's not willing to believe anything else. And what you believe, you experience. You are experiencing hard because you've languaged it hard.
Right.
You are experiencing impossibility because that's what you are languaging yourself in. Remember, you don't get what you're looking for. You get what you believe.
Yeah, but even when you're out there.
Yeah, but every time you say but, you say to God, come on, you know.
Okay,
yeah,
well, but if you're, well, I don't know any other way to put it. It's like, I mean, all my friends, too, we're all single. We're all successful.
Don't hang out with people who are where you don't want to be.
Right.
Start hanging out
with
some married women.
Yeah.
You want to be married? Don't hang out with people who are where you don't want to be. But you see, Cynthia, take a breath for me.
Because
you don't have to breathe with Cynthia.
I know, breathe with me, please.
She wants to be right. She's got reasons for it. She's got rationales for it. She's got a whole litany of experience. She got a hallelujah choir girlfriend who can say, yes, we're right about this. Ain't no good men and they're hard to find. So what's happening is you are looking for something, not expecting to find it. Oh, let me look for a man. Oh, he ain't none over there. Oh, let me go. You know, you don't expect to find one. And hello, you're right.
Right.
There are none to be found for you. Because John Gray talked about this, intention, desire. That's what you put out, that's what comes back. Mm-hmm. And you want to be right. I mean, if you really want me in your world, I can come in there with you on national television. No?
Okay, then. I don't always have to be right, though.
Well, you're right now until you become willing to change what you believe.
Right.
You have to get to a place in yourself where you believe there's no good man out there for any other woman but me.
Right.
And he's seeking me the way I'm seeking him.
Oh, they're seeking, but they're no good. I mean, I've gone on dates. I mean, they're seeking, but...
That's what you believe. And so you are going to continue to recreate that.
Let's go back to principle. What Iyanla is saying is principle. There are principles at work in the universe. Can we start there?
Yes. Cause and effect is what we're saying. You think the cause that you don't have a companion, a mate, a partner, is because there are no good ones out there. What I'm saying to you is that is the effect of your belief that there are no good ones out there.
Right.
Let me ask you something. What does a good man look like? So he could have been there.
He could have been there. No, he could have been there, and he probably is there. And I do believe there is someone for me. I don't doubt that at all.
That wasn't the question, baby.
No, I know, but I don't know what he looks like. So
well,
when
you,
I go
then
out...
Then how will you know
when
you see it?
But I'm very open when I go out.
Listen to
I'm
me.
I'm not... Look, Take every a guy's
breath.
A dog.
Take a breath. This is not a judgment
no,
or a
I know,
criticism.
But I'm not saying every guy's...
Shh.
Okay. I know.
That's what you do to God every time he tries to bless you. Yeah, but God, you know what? It got on the green shirt. Yeah, but God, you know what? I thought it was coming yesterday. That's what we do. That's what we do. That's what I do. Let me speak for myself. Me and the people you work with. I know y'all don't do this. What does your good man look like?
He has a very strong spiritual sense of self. And he's very confident, and there's just no games. He just knows what he wants, just like I know what I want.
Okay. And what is the experience you are anticipating from meeting him?
Well, I hope that he treats me the way I treat myself.
Hope? There ain't no hope. There ain't no hope, because if you're hoping, you're not doing.
Right.
And since we are in a creative mode, we want to do. What will the experience of having him in your life feel like?
It's gonna be good.
Define good. Break it down.
It's just gonna be pure joy and happiness, I think. I've been there. I've experienced very good relationships. I mean, I don't know why they didn't. I mean, I think I grew. That's why they didn't work out.
Less is more, darling. Don't confuse the universe. Let's just get clear, okay? Can we just get clear? The universe don't... What does it feel like, huh? Let me tell you what it feel like to me. Chocolate cake. On a china plate.
Oh, yeah.
With a scoop of vanilla ice cream. That's what it's gonna feel like. It's gonna feel like a hot bubble bath.
Oh, yeah.
Smelling like lavender. You know, use phrases and terms that you can identify with. So when you think about, whoo, chocolate cake, I'm willing to risk the zit just to have it. You know what I mean?
Okay, we're gonna say this every day until everybody in America gets this principle. That is, and there are many ways to say it. You become what you believe.
Yes.
You attract to yourself what you believe is possible.
You always get what you expect.
You always
not
get
what you say.
Because isn't what God wants is for you to mostly be yourself.
Be
authentically
who
be who you are.
But self with a capital S.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, and most of us are self with a small s.
Defined also by other people's
outside,
definition
right.
of what you are.
Right, that's what the little
be.
S is, comes from out there.
How far would you go to find love? take out a personal ad, you take a cruise. How about going on the Love Connection? Darcelle's did. What happened on the Love Connection?
It didn't work out. I mean, I went there, I went on the date and everything, but things didn't click for us. It really wasn't a love connection. I said I would see him again, but I didn't see him again. So I've tried everything. I've responded to personal ads, I've written personal ads, and I feel at the point where maybe I'll just take a break. I'll just stop right now.
What are you looking for?
I have a list of what I'm looking for, and I keep looking at it, and it's a person who is tall, educated, outgoing, spiritual, someone with a sense of themselves in terms of where they are and that they have purpose and goals.
Suppose he's blind.
He's blonde?
Blind.
Oh, blind. I don't really have a problem with that because I don't really, when I look at a person, I look through their soul and their person compared to how they are physically.
So suppose he's tall, but he's in a wheelchair.
I don't have a problem with that. I really don't.
Okay. One of the things is when we start defining physical characteristics, he's tall, he's green, he's blue, he's this, he's that, da, da. You know, sometimes we often miss a lot of other things that are there, you know? But even before we can get to that, so key, I'm looking for a person. Why can't you be the person? You know, first show, I said, I am the beloved. Now let me have more of myself. Where are you? You don't know what that's going to look like unless you are real, real sure about what you look like. Not here, but in here. Because the only thing that can show up in your life is more of what you are. But you spend all of this time looking instead of being. My question to you, Darcelle, is this, because you say that you've just given up. Let me just let it go for a while. Here's my question. There's a difference between accepting and resisting, accepting and ignoring, accepting and denying. Do you still want to be in a relationship?
I'm struggling with that right now because okay. I'm struggling because I'm feeling that if I put myself out there, I'll
That's
get hurt.
Universe don't need all of that. Plant a seed, flower grow. Not plant a seed with a 299 holes, dig a hole 6 feet by 4 feet, you know? Simplify, keep it simple. Do you want, take a breath, don't die on me. Do you want to cancel want? Are you willing to experience a relationship in your life right now?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Now. If your life were never to change, if it were to stay exactly as it is now, right now, for the rest of your life, if you were never to find a mate, if you were never to age, gain weight, lose weight, if your life were to stay exactly as it is today until eternity, what would you need to do to have peace?
To really love my inner self and appreciate and respect who I am continuously. Nurturing myself.
So do that and he'll show up.
Okay.
Just do that. Stop looking for it. Because so many of us are not at peace with where we are. And the men have antenna and they sniff it out. Oh, she confused. Oh, she desperate. Oh, she broke. Oh, she hungry. Oh, she ain't had none in 52 years. I ain't going in there. That girl will hurt me. So the key thing is,
crack me up,
is to just be at peace with where you are. Listen, there's nothing more devastating or confusing than an unanswered prayer. But let me tell you sometimes why prayers aren't answered. Number one, because the timing is not right. You are being prepared for things you can't even handle now. Because he may show up in a wheelchair. He may show up blind. He may show up in any other way. We are always being prepared for things that we can't handle now. So sometimes the timing is off. Sometimes we're wrong.
Sometimes
we still have things in our heart that need to be healed and cleansed and moved out.
Okay, what about what she just said? She just kind of whispered that on her breath. Sometimes you don't find your soulmate?
I think a lot of people go through life. I mean, I love my husband, but it's not like the Titanic. And people expect, do you know what I mean? People expect, I think, this guy on a white horse to come in.
I think you always find your soulmate. You may not always find a lover.
Who is also a soulmate.
Who is also a soulmate. And the thing is, we're guaranteed food, shelter, clothing. Take no concern for what you will wear on your back. Take no concern for what you will live.
we're not guaranteed a husband. That's not written
That's
no
I mean.
Place.
Right.
Okay? Which is why I say to
Darcelle,
what would you need to do to have peace? Because you're guaranteed peace and fulfillment and protection from the fire and the storm. No place in there does it say H-U-S-B-A-N-D. So we can go for the guarantees, the things that we are promised by universe, by life, by the creator. And when we get okay with that, everything that will make you more okay will show up.
Show up.
It will show up. You don't have to do anything. All I did today was show up. Y'all were happy to see me.
Okay. When she saw Iyanla on television, everything clicked for her. But Gina says she needs help getting to the next level. Gina?
Hey.
Hi.
You know, I saw the show. I spoke to you earlier about it. And the message was very, very clear. You know, it was very simplistic. It is, let's work on me. Let's not worry about getting out there and finding a man. It is, let's get in touch with my spiritual self and let's start telling the truth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and that basically is a pretty simple message.
Yeah. And I think Gina, like Cynthia, like Anne, have all discovered, you know, when I'm happy with myself, you know, you're mm-hmm. happy with yourself. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't know what to do next, just be happy. If it were to stay like this right now, what would you need to do to be happy with yourself? If it were to stay like this right now forever, what would you need to do to be happy with yourself? And I think that that's what's happening. And all we're talking about is shifting our approach to the other stuff, to relationships,
right.
to ourselves. And one of the things that you said was, I need to know what to do next.
Okay, and
I
that is?
Well, this week we're working with acceptance and willingness. Just accept everything that you've ever experienced. And that's what the woman was asking earlier. How do I get okay with where I am right now? And what I'm saying is, look at all of your experiences, what you're angry about, what you're afraid of, what you've done that hasn't always paid off, what you've been thinking that is not paying off, what you've been saying, accept all of that. Accept it as a part of who you are today, and then be willing to do something else. Be willing to work on me. Be willing to look at men differently. See them differently. A wonderful child of God, cleverly disguised as a jerk. Be willing. be willing to be by yourself. Just be willing. And that's how the shift will happen in our consciousness. So we're going to be
writing. What is your question?
The very next day after I saw the show, I'm a flight attendant and I was working the cart, and I found that I just had this new sense of empowerment. And this was very funny. I told this passenger, I said, you know, I've had these husbands and I saw the show yesterday and they were angels, just very cleverly disguised as idiots. And you know, and I just kept on moving with my cart, and he's, that's, you know, can I have my Coke? But yeah. It was just this enlightening that it's okay.
Right.
I forgive myself. Made some bad choices.
Right.
It's okay.
I accept that I have made some pretty bad choices, not only with men, but with diet, with nutrition, with money. I accept that I have experienced abandonment by my parents. I accept that I have experienced sexual abuse by so-and-so. I accept. Because very often, if we don't accept and we don't acknowledge, that stays an open wound in the background.
You say, I know that I've read this in one of your books. You've written so many. But I remember reading one of your books where I took a quote from it, where you say, if you don't heal the wounds of your past,
yes.
you will continue to bleed.
Yes, you will continue to bleed. And some of us have mortal wounds because we cannot accept that this happened to us. We want to understand it. There are things that you will go through in life that you will never understand. Some things you will understand
because they were
instantly.
Wrong and they were unfair.
Right. And
you
don't
have
to understand
you who you are.
All of it.
All
of it. So that's what we want to work on.
Iyanla does have some homework for all of us to do. We're calling it homework for the soul.
Yes.
And we're going to start with two simple steps. Tell us what to do again.
Writing. Why do we write? Know that it's not different for each of us. We're all working on the same thing together. So don't think you got his and hers and mine's and this one, because then your brain will be overwhelmed. Today, I accept that I have experienced, and then write it down. Whatever it is, accept it. The worst, the horrible, the good, the bad, the different, all of it. Just accept it. And why do we write? So that you can see it, so that it becomes solidified, so that that monster that's hiding in the closet becomes a real thing to you, and then you can close the book in its face. I accept that I have experienced whatever. And it doesn't all have to be bad and traumatic and horrible. I accept that I have experienced momentary flings of joy doing something I had absolutely no business doing. Just accept that, because that's about getting to the truth of who you are. If you want to be okay with yourself, you got to tell the truth. Don't say you wear a size 5 when you know you wear 12. Okay? And then once you do that, I want you to write that every day, 9 times. I accept that I have experience. I accept that I have experience. I accept that I have experience. 9 of those. Then I want you to write, I am willing to experience.
Well,
begin then creating what you are willing to have in your life. Not what you got to figure out. Not what you got to make happen. Not what your girlfriend is doing. Not what your mama told you. I am willing. And go for the stars, because you can't have too much. I want you to write 9 willingness statements. So you've got work. It's all about acceptance, because as you accept what is and be okay with that, you can become willing to create something else.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Iyanla. Fantastic. We've been talking all week, and Iyanla was talking at the beginning of the show about coming back to yourself, the inner spirit, coming back to yourself. Knowing who you are is knowing the spirit.
Yes.
And how do you do that? How do you keep yourself centered in that?
Ooh. You know, what I do, Oprah, is I remember all the good God has already done for me. If it never did anything else, never did anything else, my cup already runs over. When I think that 7 years ago, I couldn't pay my rent, and today what I own and have and what I have offers to experience, I never look for what I want. I just remember what has already been done and therein make myself content. That's what I remember.
That's a blessing. It's a blessing. And as I say, and will continue to say every day as we introduce other people to you, there are as many ways to do it as there are people. I meditate every morning, center myself. I write in my gratitude journal every night at least 5 things, and my world is so filled with abundance because of all of you all in my lives that 5 turns into 15, turns into 20, and I say, I gotta go to bed. walk with my dogs in the woods. Another thing that I do to reconnect involves, what else? Reading. Everybody knows I love to read. I also love spiritual reading. Of course, the greatest source, and the source that I grew up with was the Bible. Even during my trial in Amarillo, I had not this big old Bible, but I had on the table with me, or sitting in my lap the whole time, the Book of Psalms. And my favorite spiritual reading comes from the 27th Psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? When evil men come to destroy me, they will stumble and fall. Yes, though a mighty army marches against me, my heart shall know no fear. I'm confident that God will save me. The one thing I want from God, the thing that I seek most of all, is the privilege of meditating in His temple, living in His presence every day of my life, delighting in His incomparable perfections and glory. That's my favorite psalm, because it's the 27th psalm, because the temple to me is the world. The world is a holy place if you perceive it to be that way. The temple to me is not some building. The temple is my own self. The temple, I greet other people. I see the temple in them. And so it's about being in a constant state of willingness to see the abundance and glory around you. My other favorite psalm refers to what you've been saying today and what everybody's been saying all this week, and also what Change Your Life TV is all about. It's Psalms 37:4. Delight thyself in the Lord, right, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
Right.
And to me, the Lord is not defined in just religious terms. To me, the Lord is that which is truth, that which is joy, that which is abundance, that which is integrity, that which is light, that which is peace. Delight yourself in those things, all that is God, all that God encompasses, and the universe, will give you the desires of your heart. Bye, everybody.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.